Yeah, the low-end one that they're specifying, they only specify three different models now that they'll accept, at least readings from. Yeah, one's about $40, one's about $60, and then there's one about, it was like $100. Well, the $100 one is now down to what's basically $60, so the better one is now down, so probably the one that I'll pick up, a little bit more durable, it looks like. I've got a few more features on it, so I haven't decided yet, but that's probably what I'm going to look at here. But I bookmarked it. Amazon's got it for that price, and then also the site that National Weather Service recommends has got it for the same price, and then they got a couple other things that they're throwing in too, just information pamphlets and that stuff. So probably pick it up from them as a local, as a mom and pop company instead of Amazon. They got enough money as it is. Back over to you, Jeff. KCHYGL.
Yeah, Ron, we understand that one. Well, mine, I use it mainly for farming on the one side, so it was a little spendy, but it also handles the soil moisture and temperature probes that I got stuck out in the field, kind of give me an idea of what the soil measure is and moisture content. But, no, other than that, they all work pretty good. It's just a matter of keeping them up and keeping the birds out of them so they don't trap in the water traps. That's usually the worst part, so I had to put some thorns and flags around mine.